When the British entered Washington, D.C. during the War of 1812, they burned many of the government's buildings, including the residence of the president. There was one man who defended some of those buildings, though, an unlikely hero who understood what would be lost if some sites succumbed to the flames. His story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ray Reinhart shares the story of one of this country's most famous architects.
The gentleman's name was Dr. William Thornton. And I say doctor because he was not trained as an architect. No one was trained as an architect in those days.
Like Thomas Jefferson, Thornton was interested in architecture and taught himself about the subject.
There were pattern books where you could learn about architecture and try your hand at it. And he did. He won the competition to design the U.S. Capitol.
Thornton designed many buildings in the nation's capital. One of the most interesting stories is when the architect decided to remain in the city when the British began to burn it during the War of 1812.
One of the buildings, public buildings they were going to burn, was the old patent office, where all of the inventions, Americans and Europeans were housed. And as they approach the building, Thornton comes out of the doorway and says to the men with the torches, "Take me to your commander."
It was an odd request by a lone man confronting an entire army, but the soldiers honored Thornton's request.
So they take him to the commander, and he looks at him and says, "If you burn this building, which houses the genius of mankind, the British will have the same reputation as the Turks had for burning the library in Alexandria." That was enough to convince the commander to pull his men back.
Thornton stood up to the army and saved the patents. Besides the Capitol, you can tour another of Thornton's buildings, the Octagon House, owned by the American Institute of Architects, a building which Ray Reinhart knows well. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.